when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Vice President Vance was supposed to be in Switzerland. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but he's not.
The talks between the U.S., Iran, Qatar, and Pakistan that were supposed to take place in Switzerland today have been postponed for the time being. A White House official tells this to Fox News. The plans for upcoming technical talks have not been finalized, and the U.S. delegation has been prepared to depart at the first available opportunity.
That's Fox's Doug Luzader. Vance delays his trips after Iran suggested it wouldn't go. Upset over another flare-up of fighting in Lebanon, four Israeli troops were killed and reportedly at least 18 others as Israel went after Hezbollah targets. Iran demands Israel leave, which Prime Minister Netanyahu says won't happen, as many in Israel criticize the deal. Vice President Vance urges them to be careful.
Donald J. Trump is the only head of state in the entire world who is sympathetic to the nation of Israel at this moment in time.
The president's also facing a lot of questions about the Iran deal. He says we'll prevent Iran from having nuclear weapons. Republicans have joined Democrats, critical of the concessions given to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to shipping. Mark Caputo pressed the president on that on the Axios show.
You had talked about you only wanted unconditional surrender. And, well, the MOU doesn't look like unconditional surrender.
Well, it really probably is unconditional surrender.
Yes,
I think so.
The U.S. military went on the attack again off the South American coast, blowing up another suspected drug smuggling boat, killing three people considered narco-terrorists. More than 100 of them have died in dozens of U.S. attacks on alleged drug boats since September. Arthur wasn't a tropical storm for long, but the first one of the Atlantic season's remnants continued to rain down on the Gulf Coast.
Still a problem, and really yesterday we saw a ton of rain coming down. We saw three flash flood emergencies across Louisiana and Mississippi.
Fox meteorologist just Adam Klotz. Some of those areas got over a foot of rain. America's listening to Fox News.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Well, the U.S. military remains on standby in the Gulf in case the deal and ceasefire with Iran falters. President Trump paid tribute to heroes from previous conflicts.
Marine Corps Major James Capers and Colonel John Ripley were awarded the Medal of Honor for heroic actions during the Vietnam War. Army Major Nicholas Dockery was awarded the highest military honor for his actions in Afghanistan.
As we approach the 250th anniversary of our founding, we remember that we owe everything to heroes like those we celebrate today.
President Trump paid tribute to the three combat veterans. Colonel Ripley was awarded the medal posthumously. All three service members were initially awarded lower-level citations, all eventually elevated to medals of honor due to advocacy from colleagues and veterans organizations. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Some Americans have today off. It's Juneteenth, a federal holiday commemorating when the last slaves were freed in Texas after the Civil War on this date in 1865. Schools and banks and post offices are closed and there will be no trading on Wall Street. Golf's U.S. Open will resume in about a half hour at Shinnecock Hills on New York's Long Island. Some players will finish round one after a fog delay yesterday morning pushed times back, and then later this hour, round two will tee off.
2023 champ Wyndham Clark leads at 6-under. He has a four-shot lead and got through 16 holes before play was suspended due to the darkness. But listen to this, the most unique round of the day, American Keith Mitchell. He started on the back, shot 41 for his first nine holes, then turned around and shot 29 on his second nine. just the seventh nine-hole score of 29 in U.S. Open history.
That's Fox's Kevin Uretsky. On Soccer's World Cup, Mexico shut out South Korea, becoming the first team to advance to the next round. Canada shut out Qatar. Switzerland topped Bosnia and Herzegovina 4-1. Canada and South Africa tied. And today, Team USA plays Australia at 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning, 5:05 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, cloudy skies. We've got 79 degrees here across the area. We'll get a look at our forecast in just a few minutes. Well, rising floodwaters are forcing evacuations along the Styx River in Baldwin County. The river already at more than 11 feet, more than double its normal level, and that is expected to crest at 17 feet late tonight. Campers and RV residents at Retreat RV Park spent Thursday packing up and heading for higher ground as the floodwater began pooling around their sites. Baldwin County Emergency Management says up to 12 inches of rain fell in the area in a 24-hour period. Residents say it could be Sunday before that water recedes enough to return. The election cycle is now underway. Mayor D.C. Reeves getting some support early on.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves picking up major support from the city's public safety community as he seeks a second term. Pulse Pensacola reporting Reeves is now endorsed by Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 71, and the Pensacola Professional Firefighters. Since taking office in 2022, Reeves has made public safety a top priority, backing pay raises, equipment upgrades, and expanding training for first responders. Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Tate High School Principal Laura Touchstone moving to a district-wide role. The Escambia School Board approving her appointment to be the Director of High School Education this week, filling a vacancy left by the retirement of Lisa Morgan. The Tate principal position is now open, and that's expected to be filled before the start of the next school year. And it is 5:07 here at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast with Marion Caldwell.
Drying out on this Friday morning after what's left of Tropical Storm Arthur spread widespread heavy rain throughout northwest Florida. A flood watch does remain in effect until 6 p.m. as rain chances stay in the forecast going into the afternoon as a trailing cold front moves in and out of the area. It will be warm with temperatures in the upper 80s and very muggy, and rain chances do linger into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell. We're at WEAR First Warning Weather.
We've got cloudy skies, 78 degrees. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You've got to try the new TikTok diet.
Just ask Chat.
I just take blue-green algae.
You just have to eat kale. Kale, kale, kale.
I read you should put butter in your coffee.
Or you could trust your gut. When it comes to your energy, digestion, and overall health, how do you know what's actually right for you? That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple at-home gut health test that looks at your body's real-time biology using RNA to show what's going on inside you right now. Not trends, not guesses, your biology. With your results, Viome gives you clear, personalized, actionable guidance. Which foods help you, which ones don't, and which supplements your body actually can benefit from. All based on the world's largest gut health databases and thousands of clinical research studies. Many people who use Viome report better digestion, more energy, and an improved mood within months. So stop guessing. Start knowing.
And maybe still eat the kale?
Maybe. Learn more at Viome.com/know. V as in Victor, Iome.com/KNOW. And use coupon code VIOME50 to save $50 off your purchase.
And eat everything blue.
No, thank you.
Planning your vacation?
Chris, what do you want to go on a vacation?
Why not take Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin with you?
We're going to go to the beach.
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
That's good.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free.
That's really good.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city.
The 479th.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your bow.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers!
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
This one's for you, Chappie.
This is Iron Eagle. I am the flight leader of an American assault force.
Sent to recover Colonel Ted Masters, whom you are unlawfully holding prisoner.
I've been to Ted!
No way.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Well, boys, I reckon this is it. Nuclear combat toe-to-toe with the Ruskies.
Hey, what about Major Kong?
The 479th has a rich history that for the youth in the crowd actually predates when your new commander and I went to pilot training at Moody in the 479th sometime around the turn of the last century. most recently, UCT Next, the generational change in the systems of systems that will train future warriors that call themselves CISOs will come from the work that you have done, that this group has done, and will continue to do into the future. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but you're preparing for it now, and this is your task.
Yes, we are a Navy town. Yes, we are the home of naval aviation, cradle, and kindergarten preschool. If you want to think about Whiting as serving that function. Yes, we are really close to, Eglin Air Force Base and Hurlburt. And, of course, down the road, we've got some Ranger components training that goes on in the area. We've got the 350th, public affairs stationed here, actually, for the Army. And, of course, the Marines do all of their flight training here as well. And the MATSEG, which is, mechanical work and training that goes on board NAS Pensacola. But we also have an Air Force component. We don't talk about it an awful lot, but the 479th Flying Training Wing is based right here in Pensacola at NAS Pensacola, where we do WISO, CISO, Combat Systems Officers training. There eventually some of them are going to become WISOs, some of them CISO, different things, electronics also. But that's the backseaters for the Air Force. So in the Navy, you think of backseaters like you would have seen in Top Gun for Goose, or as more modern platforms, you have the F-18. But you also, and others as well. But in the Air Force, you also train non-pilot airmen who do all kinds of very important things. And we are the only pipeline for the Air Force for combat systems officers. And this is Colonel Peter Lee talking at the change of command ceremony that took place recently for the 479th at the Naval Aviation Museum atrium.
To the instructor corps here, hold the line. Your experiences in combat in the Air Force matter greatly here, even when sometimes the arguments over syllabi and funding and policies and memorandums and everything else will distract from that. But remember your primary job. You train warfighters for America.
Yeah. Tip of the spear, man. The people who pull the trigger and drop the bombs, launch the missiles, deploy the ordnance, use the electronic warfare. I mean, the pilot is flying the plane, and the CISOs and WISOs are pulling the trigger, basically.
I often say, if you've heard me speak before, I usually mention that we tend to confuse improv and innovation often in the Air Force to the point that innovation kind of loses its meaning. But I want to say over the last 2 years, as I prepare to leave the 12th Flying Training Wing, the closest thing I've seen recently to actual innovation happening in the Air Force has happened from the 479th, from your leadership, but executed by the instructor corps in this group, and I'm proud to be part of that team.
So Peter Lee, again, the commanding officer of the 12th Flying Training Wing. That's a separate organization. Some of the organizational relationships here, it's like I know them and then I forget them and then I learn them and then I forget them. But in any case, I would say he's a parallel entity, not a parent or a partner entity, but still, obviously, he and Shane Moscato, the colonel who was the one who was leaving the 479th, very close, know each other quite well.
One of the first questions I asked him when we had a chance to talk early on was, what is a CISO? Which is completely true, by the way. It's a conversation that we actually had, but Seamus is smart enough to know that there was an implicit task in that, which is how you continue to answer that question. And it wasn't a question of mine born of ignorance, although I was and am. It was one that focuses on leaders required to start with focusing on who we are rather than why we're here. And nothing against the best-selling author and multimillionaire, both of which I am not, Simon Sinek, but I think he had it wrong. I think we should start with who, not with why. And Seamus, you did that.
Yeah, when he asks what's a CISO, he's not because he doesn't know. He's asking because that needs to be the first question you ask every single day. What is our end product? What is the thing that we're trying to produce? You know, and how do we manage to get there?
Bobcat, you are the right man for this job at the right time.
Bobcat's the incoming, that's Colonel Scott Thompson, by the way. The call signs they have a lot in the Air Force are a little bit more, I know what the Navy guys would say, is they pick more, testosterone-oriented call signs. Call signs in the Navy tend to often be inside insults and failures. Call signs in the Air Force are like, tough guy, Captain America, Eagle Wing, they're Bobcat, nobody's ever ashamed of their call sign in the Air Force. A lot of times in the Navy, you don't really tell people what the reason is that you got the call sign, right?
Bobcat, you are the right man for this job at the right time. You have all the requisite skills to succeed, and I have no doubt that you'll do so. You're now commanding commanders, which is a shift in the purpose, but the ingredients remain the same. They are, your family needs you, everyone looks up to you, and you are good enough to be here. So act like it.
Absolutely. Colonel Moscato, who is outbound, going elsewhere, he had some I'll play more of his comments a little bit later on in the day, but some of his stuff was great. I love Shane. We've had him on the show for Lieutenant Commands and other times, and he's just always been helpful and, really a great leader of this organization. But by the way, if you want to grasp scope on this, they train 400 combat systems officers annually. Again, the only source of CISOs for backseaters for example, the F-15E. That's the Strike Eagle. That's the F-15, I think it's the C is the air superiority version of the Eagle, which is, honestly, I was doing research on this and I didn't even know that. I always thought that the F-15 was, I knew they had bombing capability, but I don't think of the F-15 as primarily a bombing platform. I think of it as an air-to-air platform. But the F-15E, the Strike Eagle, is specifically designed to be a strike, which is, attacking ground targets. It's a two-seater. It's got a WISO, that's the weapon systems officer, greater load-carrying capability for air-to-ground attacks. It's colored darker. So the light color F-15 that you normally see, the kind of light gray versus the dark gray, they call it the Mud Hen, which I had never heard before in my life until this speech. John, had you ever heard the Mud Hen term?
I had heard it, but I didn't know where it came from.
Yeah, it's the F-15E is the Mud Hen. The reason they call it that is because it has these conformal fuel tanks around the, those square intakes that the Eagle has?
Yes.
They built basically additional fuel tanks to wrap around the square air intakes, rectangular air intakes. So when you look at it from the front, it looks more bubbly around the air intakes, but those are fuel tanks for longer range capability, for the strike capability. And I, honestly, all my years of paying attention to military aircraft, I'd never noticed. And I looked at it, and the two of them side by side, and I thought, there it is. Anyway, so, B-52s, B-1s, or what they call bones, in the Air Force, anything that's got a second seat or fourth, like the B-52 is like, 53 extra seats, which has obviously been in the news for terrible reasons. But when we talk about, some of the folks that might have been involved in that might have gone here. This is what I'm talking about, the 479th, might have been elsewhere because of the timing of their place in their careers. But we do all of the CISO training for the entire Air Force every year here in Pensacola, about 300 employees, 350, something like that, and 400 trained every year. Anyway, Colonel Moscato's comments, a little bit of them.
We are here and we are better because of your leadership. And I have learned much from you that I will take forward. And I appreciate your time and investment. The same can be said for Colonel Farrell, who hired me, Chief Kane, who has since retired, and Chief Rosa. Chief Rosa, for the last time, the Yankees suck. I say that with full awareness of where the Red Sox are in the standings currently.
He's totally a Boston kid, which I always love that. They awarded him the Legion of Merit, which is one of the higher honors in the Air Force. I was looking it up the other day trying to get a sense of where it falls because, you know, a lot of things sound like they're big honors, but I don't want to say it's more than it is. I think it was like the, you know, fifth or sixth most senior, most, you know, highest honor you can get in the Air Force. And if I'm wrong about that, Air Force folks, please text me, but I believe that's correct.
Citation to accompany the award of the Legion of Merit to Shane P. Moscato. Colonel Shane P. Moscato distinguished himself by exceptionally meritorious conduct in the performance of outstanding service to the United States as commander, 479th Flying Training Group, 12th Flying Training Wing, Naval Air Station, Pensacola, Florida, from 25 January 2024 to 5 June 2026. During this period, Colonel Moscato directed the Air Force's sole undergraduate combat systems officer pipeline, producing 429 mission-ready aviators for joint and allied operational units, despite a maintenance-limited aircraft fleet. He secured general officer approval for the most significant syllabus update in decades, increasing electronic warfare training by 146% and meeting a top enabling priority for the Secretary of the Air Force. Furthermore, Colonel Moscato managed the T-1 aircraft divestiture by securing a $6.3 million simulator, increasing production capacity by 81%, and implementing a modernized curriculum that saved $23.8 million and 9 training days per year. In addition, he led a comprehensive resource constraint review to overhaul the scheduling process, consolidating 3 offices to meticulously coordinate 37,000 annual events. Finally, Colonel Moscato reorganized the group's manning structure to reduce the average instructor workload by 46%, directly enhancing the quality of life and sustaining morale for 146 personnel. The superior initiative, outstanding leadership, and personal endeavor displayed by Colonel Moscato reflect great credit upon himself and the United States Air Force.
46% reduction in the amount of hours that the instructors have to spend with students. That is unbelievable efficiency and improvement. He oversaw the retirement of the T-1 Jayhawk that had been serving since 2009, replacing it largely with simulators. But, and you know, the difference in news reporting on this I'm not quite sure about, but it's supposed to be replaced by the T-7A Red Hawk from Boeing. But I also read a report that Boeing has withdrawn from competition for the replacement for the T-45. So I'm not quite sure where all of that stands. But yeah, this is a big deal. This is a major command here at NES Pensacola. And John, as you well know, you know, from the Tenant Command series, we just never hear about it. And I wanted to talk about them a little bit because it's important for who we are, what we do, you know, what the what Training Air Wing 6 does for training backseaters for the Navy, the 479th does for training the backseaters, essentially, or the sideseaters in some cases, for the Air Force. It's a really important role. There's four different elements. There's the 479th Student Squadron. That's kind of like preschool for aviators. There's the 455th Flying Training Squadron. That's primary for the T-6 Texan. That's the same plane that the Navy flies, the propeller plane that they fly out of Whiting. Then there's the 451st Flying Training Squadron that had been using the Jayhawk. And again, I'm not quite sure where they stand on only – I thought they were going to only simulators, but they might also be going to a new plane. Again, I'm not quite sure about that one. And then the 479th Operation Support Squadron, which takes care of all of the all of the things around the operation. So congratulations, incoming. We had Colonel Scott Thompson. Good to have you here. Appreciate your, you know, service. Glad to welcome you. He has now been appointed the commanding officer of the 479th. And his comments briefly.
The complexity of our mission may have changed, but not the fundamental purpose. We train airmen, become combat aviators, delivering effects to defend and kill for our nation. We do so by being innovative with the resources available and mitigating the risk of operational failure. I'm confident the leaders in this formation are ready and will profoundly shape how the Air Force flies, fights, and wins for years to come. Thank you for welcoming our family back to the Raiders, and we look forward to serving with and for you every day. Thank you.
Amen. Absolutely. And welcome. And I love that expression. We deliver effects and kill for our nation. Never forget, that's exactly what we train people to do here. 525 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a plumbing or air conditioning or heating or electrical issue inside your house, you need a good quality repair. Peden, they've been doing that since 1969. Robert Peden started in Panama City with air conditioning, expanded. Of course, heating is a fairly easy corollary to that. Then electrical, then to plumbing, geographically west of Pensacola, east of Tallahassee, more recently even west to Baldwin County, and even into Mobile. So across two states and two time zones, Peden will take care of you with good installation, good people, good products, 100% satisfaction guarantee on the work that they do. And this spring, you can get 2 years of smart care for free with your new air conditioning system purchase from Peden. That's scheduled maintenance, priority service, so front of the line if there's a lot of people demanding attention. 15% off any repairs, all included. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
You've got to try the new TikTok diet.
Just ask Chad.
I just take blue green algae.
You just have to eat kale. Kale, kale, kale.
I read you should put butter in your coffee.
Or you could trust your gut. When it comes to your energy, digestion, and overall health, how do you know what's actually right for you? That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple at-home gut health test that looks at your body's real-time biology using RNA to show what's going on inside you right now. Not trends, not guesses, your biology. With your results, Viome gives you clear, personalized, actionable guidance. Which foods help you, which ones don't, and which supplements your body actually can benefit from. All based on the world's largest gut health databases and thousands of clinical research studies. Many people who use Viome report better digestion, more energy, and an improved mood within months. So stop guessing. Start knowing.
And maybe still eat the kale?
Maybe. Learn more at Viome.com/know. V as in Victor, Viome.com/KNOW. And use coupon code VIOME50 to save $50 off your purchase.
And eat everything blue.
No, thank you.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I was right. The Chiwala has done it again.
So very interesting Supreme Court opinion came down yesterday, fairly brief, it's like 12 pages, written by Neil Gorsuch, 9-0. So, you know, we talk about this every once in a while, that you tend to hear in the news about the controversial cases, about the 5-4s and the 6-3s, but most of the work that's done by the Supreme Court is done unanimously. And also, one of the more interesting elements, you remember Amy Coney Barrett was talking about this recently, that a lot of their opinions, even when they're not unanimous, have unusual alliances. You know, people tend to talk about it as liberals and conservatives, but, you know, you might have Elena Kagan join Alito and Thomas on an opinion, you know, on a dissent or on a concurrence, which is concurrence as they go along, but they give different reasoning. A dissent is, of course, they disagree with different reasoning. Well, this case has to do with a guy who had his, it was basically charged with a crime for being a marijuana user while having a gun. And there is a law against that. Of course, marijuana use, this is in Texas. It's a federal crime, but that's not the issue. The issue is that the rule had been that if you are a drug user, this is like the Hunter Biden law. If you're a drug user, then you're not supposed to have a gun because the presumption is that drug users can't be trusted with a gun. Well, the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that that's wrong. And that is a violation of people's Second Amendment rights. Now, you could still have your gun taken away or be charged with this if you use drugs, even marijuana, in such a way that it makes you dangerous. But the presumption that mere drug use makes you a danger to society doesn't have a historical analog. You remember the Bruin decision, the idea that you have to go back in history and you have to find some evidence that something like this had been done previously by the people who really cared about the Second Amendment. And in this case, it has to do with a drunkard's law. The idea that the government was offering, the Trump administration, in defending this, was saying, if you are habitually a drunkard, we don't let you have a gun because drunks aren't supposed to use guns. Similarly, if you're a drug user, then you're like a drunkard, and therefore you can't be trusted with a gun, so it's a crime. And what the Supreme Court said, with, again, weird varying alliances in who said what, but they all agreed, there's no evidence that mere drug use makes you always high, always dangerous, therefore you can't have a gun. So, no, you got to come up with better evidence and better reasoning for it. Very interesting case, very unusual decision, especially around the alliances. Like, the ACLU and the NRA were together on this.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa, Vice President J.D. Vance, not traveling to Switzerland for the next round of talks with Iran, the White House citing logistical issues.
White House official tells this to Fox News, the plans for upcoming technical talks have not been finalized, and the U.S. delegation has been prepared to depart at the first available opportunity. We look forward to beginning technical talks as soon as possible.
That's Fox's Doug Luzader. President Trump describing the path to a peace deal with Iran while speaking to the Axios show, hosted by Mark Caputo.
You had talked about you only wanted unconditional surrender. And,
well,
the MOU doesn't look like unconditional surrender.
Well, it really probably is unconditional surrender.
It is?
I think so.
Israel's military says its forces hammered targets in parts of southern Lebanon and reports four of its soldiers were killed in fighting in that area. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 79. We've got cloudy skies. We'll get to a look at our forecast with Marion Caldwell. That's up in just a few minutes. A Pensacola native taking the top job at one of Northwest Florida's biggest health systems, Will Condon, has been named Chief Executive Officer of Ascension Sacred Heart Health System. That's effective as of July 1st. Condon most recently served as the interim market lead after 3 years as Pensacola market president. During his tenure, he led Sacred Heart Pensacola to become the region's only level one trauma center. Ascension Sacred Heart operates five hospitals and more than 100 medical group locations, serving nearly 1.3 million patient visits across the panhandle. Well, police in Niceville asking for the public's help locating a man that went missing about a month ago. Jason Christopher Coltert was last seen leaving the college condominiums on East College Boulevard back on May 24th. Described as a white man with brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'8", and about 150 pounds. They say he was last seen wearing a polo shirt, khaki shorts, and Nike shoes. Anyone with information, of course, is asked to contact Niceville police. Floodwaters forcing evacuations at a campground in Baldwin County. This is due to rising waters in the Styx River. It's already at more than 11 feet, about double its normal level, and expected to crest later today at 17 feet. RV residents at the Retreat RV Park were sent looking for higher ground yesterday as flood water began pooling up around their campsites. Baldwin County Emergency Management says up to 12 inches of rain fell in the area in a 24-hour period. Well, Tate High School Principal Laura Touchstone is moving into a district-wide role, the Escambia School Board unanimously approving her appointment as the Director of High School Education this week, filling a vacancy left by the retirement of Lisa Morgan. The Tate principal position is now open, and that's expected to be filled before the start of the school year. The University of Florida's next president could begin work as soon as next week. UF Board Vice Chair Rahul Patel said yesterday the board could vote Monday to name Dr. Stuart Bell as the interim president. The vote comes as the State University System Board has delayed Bell's confirmation. The state board has concerns about how much authority UF board chair Maury Hassini has in the hiring process. Patel tells the Tampa Bay Times that the dispute involving Hassini has nothing to do with Bell and says it's actually unfair and harmful to both him and to the university. It's 5:34. Let's get a look at our forecast with Marion Caldwell from Channel 3.
Drying out on this Friday morning after what's left of Tropical Storm Arthur spread widespread heavy rain throughout northwest Florida. A flood watch does remain in effect until 6 p.m. as rain chances stay in the forecast going into the afternoon as a trailing cold front moves in and out of the area. It will be warm with temperatures in the upper 80s and very muggy, and rain chances do linger into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell. We're at WEAR First Warning Weather.
And right now we've got 80 degrees. It is cloudy across the area. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3.
Nicole Murray with your money now. Nippon Steel officials say they expect the American market to remain buoyant, supported by import tariffs and resilient demand, which could lift earnings at U.S. Steel beyond current forecasts. Vice Chairman Takahiro Mori said he is confident U.S. Steel will be able to post profits worth more than $624 million this year. Apple CEO Tim Cook told the Wall Street Journal that the company plans to raise prices on its products to offset increasing memory and storage chip costs. A surge in AI-driven demand for data centers has forced consumer electronics companies into a fierce competition for dwindling supplies of the key components, driving prices sharply higher. Google's vice president of engineering and a co-lead of its Gemini AI models, Noam Shazir, has announced that he is leaving the company to join OpenAI. Shazir's departure comes less than 2 years after he returned to Google. The stock market is closed for the holiday. It will reopen Monday. That's your money now.
Come on, start.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
The Pensacola housing market can be complicated and challenging. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday at 10 a.m. to hear Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Real Estate discuss the local market, when to buy or sell, and how to maximize your investment. That's Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Real Estate on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
The baseball hat story, the baseball cap story with the Pride Night and the Giants and the Dodgers has become... This story has got way more leg to it than I thought it would originally, but, you know, maybe I shouldn't be surprised because cultural flashpoint and people disagreeing about the way we should respond to LGBT lifestyles. And, you know, I talk about this stuff quite a bit. In fact, some of this may wind up in the Transgressive Memorial Service today. 6:20 is the early service. Don't miss Brother Andrew talking about it. If you don't know the story, the short version is that on Pride Night for the Giants, when they put a rainbow logo inside their SF logo on their caps. You had three players who decided that they would write in white Sharpie Genesis 9, 12 to 16 or 13 to 15, various players wrote the same basic idea. That's the part of the new part of the Old Testament when God, you know, destroys the world by a flood, saves Noah and his family, eight people and a whole bunch of animals on the ark, and then they get done, and afterwards God puts a rainbow in the sky and says, I promise I'll never destroy the world by flood again. Here's my proof. Here's my evidence. Every time you see the rainbow, remember my promise. And so for Christians, the rainbow means God's promise of not destroying the world. Of course, for the acronym people, the rainbow means, you know, wild diversity of sexual fruit flavors. And so, sorry, but, you know, I mean, well, that's what it is.
Did you just say fruit?
Yeah, anyway, so... What do you want me to say? Anyway, so three Giants players wrote on their caps. Clayton Kershaw from the Dodgers also wrote on his cap. One of the Giants players just wore the traditional. This made me so happy to discover after the fact. And it's weird that I had to be almost a week into this story before I learned this. Apparently, in major leagues, they have a rule against writing on your cap or writing on your uniform to prevent people from, you know, customizing, individually personalizing. That's not the point. The point is the uniform that's everybody wears it. And so you're not supposed to put personal messages on there. But if there is, for example, a message that you disagree with, you're allowed to wear your regular uniform or your regular cap. That's actually part of the rules and no penalty. So he did. Which is, remember, I've been saying all along, that's what they should have done? Well, they could have. And they should have. We wouldn't have had this big conversation, but, I mean, that's okay. Anyway, so now the new development in all this is that the Department of Justice and Attorney General Uthmeyer, both, are now investigating the major leagues, MLB, over this and saying that it's, in the federal case, it's a religious discrimination. To warn the players, there's no fines involved, at least not that I have heard, warn them against future uniform violations. The Department of Justice, under Rob Manfred, is, Commissioner Manfred, is receiving the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division letter, which says, you are burdening the religious rights of the Giants players, at least potentially, so we're investigating you to see if there need to be some kinds of charges brought or some kind of a reform brought. Back in 2020, the major leagues allowed players to wear Black Lives Matter patches on their jerseys. They didn't have to during opening day, as well as other social justice messages. And the letter says, the double standard under which players may not inscribe Bible verses on hats for one game only, but may wear Black Lives Matter patches for one game only, calls MLB's true motives into question, because you can use approved personal slogans in a patch, but you can't use unapproved personal slogans with a Sharpie is kind of the argument here. And you know, employers must modify uniform requirements to reasonably accommodate employees' exercise of religion. Well, I think they already did this if they're allowed to wear the neutral cap. That's all you have to do, by the way. If you're going to have something that's going to burden somebody's religion, all you have to do, or, you know, make them act in a way contrary to their deeply held religious beliefs, all you have to do is offer them a choice to do something else. And if you can wear a hat without the logo, then all good. You know, I'm not saying I like a team having Pride Night, but from a constitutional free speech religion protection perspective, if the Giants have the rainbow patch or the rainbow SF logo on the hats, and they have the regular SF hats, and you can wear either one, I mean, all good. We're done. But there's more to the story. So the Department of Justice is going to be wrong on this, in my opinion. But like I said, this has become a big cultural flashpoint issue. Even though I'm on the side of the players who wanted to dissent, I think a pathway for dissent exists, and at least one person used it. Meanwhile, in the professional non-major leagues in Pennsylvania, the Atlantic League, John, have you ever heard of the Atlantic League in baseball?
Yes.
Have you? Oh, well done. Okay. Do you know any of the teams?
No. I've heard of the league, but I...
Well, I'll give you an example. I don't know any of these teams either. The Southern Maryland Blue Crabs is one of the team names. The York Revolution, not based in New York, but York, Pennsylvania, in any case. So the Revolution, for Pride Night, we're going to wear Pride jerseys. Now, when you say that the logo on the hat is fairly unobtrusive, and it is, it's relatively small when you think about it. I mean, what is 3 inches tall? You know, you got to be close up to somebody or using, you know, magnifying lens to even tell what is in there. These shirts, meanwhile, John, how would you describe that?
Oh, wow. Yeah, the sleeves are...
So it's a regular baseball jersey with York across the front in cursive or script, and then the whole sleeve, which is, I mean, it's only a short sleeve, but the entirety of, and it's white, the entirety of the sleeve is red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple.
On both arms.
On both arms, right. It's not quite a full rainbow. It's not seven, but it is, you know. That is definitely a Pride uni. Well, several of the players said they wouldn't wear the uniforms. So what the team did is they canceled the game, they forfeited the game, and still had Pride Night. The team said that we're so committed to having, you know, pro-gay activities that we'll just forfeit the game if the players won't wear the uniform, but we're going to keep having the activities because that's more important to us than having the game. They wrote in a statement, to be clear, this action by the players is completely inconsistent with our vision as the most welcoming place in New York. I guess that's a slogan for the town. The jerseys would have been worn on the team's 11th annual Pride Night, had rainbow sleeves. They announced that they would make a $10,000 donation to Rainbow Rose Center, a small token of our regret for the last-minute change of plans in support of our LGBTQIA+ representing partners. You think I make this stuff up? I don't. I'm just quoting to you. When I talk about the holy acronym string as Brother Andrew in the Transgressor Service at 6:20 and 8:20 on Fridays, when I talk about that, you think, oh, he's surely joking. No! it's not.
You surely made that up, Andrew.
It's not a joke. It's for real. It's, you know, it's the ever-changing holy acronym string. Keep up to the latest updates to make sure that you're still in compliance with the current today standard of max wokeness. Anyway, to support and further their ways, their work in making sure the York community is as inclusive as we strive to make Wellspan Park in New York, in York, Pennsylvania. They had a free and fun celebration of recognition and inclusion, and they've got exchanges for any other 2026 regular season home game subject to availability. And they're having a Juneteenth celebration today. Unrelated, by the way. By the way, it is Juneteenth. I'm a fan of Juneteenth. I love the idea of Juneteenth. I know some people, and I'll just say this, I think some people don't like Juneteenth because, you know, it seems unfamiliar to them, or maybe it feels like a black holiday to you. But, you know, when people are really opposed to Juneteenth, I do kind of raise my eyebrow at you. Because it may be that you're not racist, but the people who complain the loudest kind of wonder. Because Juneteenth is a celebration of when, 2 years after the ending of slavery, the news finally reached the slaves in Galveston, Texas. That's an American celebration. That's a we finally eradicated slavery. We should all be happy about that. That's not a black holiday. That is an America holiday. So I'm a big fan of Juneteenth, and I like that we celebrate it. And, you know, it's closed. A lot of people have holidays today for it. Government typically is closed for it. Local governments are all closed for it. Of course, schools are out, but they're out for the summer anyway. Yeah.
Banks
this,
are closed.
What's that? Banks are closed. Right, right. I like the Juneteenth holiday. Plus, it's food. Eat good food.
You didn't bring any.
Yeah. It's Fridays. It's burger day to me. But, you know.
Well, you could have brought something.
So, anyway. this is a really interesting one where the players decided not to wear the jersey and, you know, they canceled the game. They still held the event. Oh, by the way, just a note, because we haven't really talked about this much, but, you know, this whole business of inclusion, it's a very interesting concept. Because what people will say is having Pride Night, for example, is inclusive towards LGBTQIA+2S. 84-3-P, ampersand, whatever. You know, there's all different logos, or all different acronyms, letters. But inclusion is often, if not always, misunderstood. Now, John, you know I have talked many times about tolerance.
Right.
Okay? Tolerance requires you to what? Disagree or dislike something. You cannot tolerate a good meal. You cannot tolerate a good date, a good movie, a good idea. You have to dislike or disagree with the person, the idea, the meal, the movie, in order for you to tolerate it. Now, once you dislike it, you can intolerate it, which means act to suppress it or stop it like we do when we are intolerant of, you know, murder and child abuse. Okay? We're intolerant towards those bad things. And then things that are lesser offenses in the grand scheme, you know, being rude to your mother is bad, but we tolerate it under the guise of free speech. We might scold you, but scolding is not intolerance. Scolding is literally tolerance because you're not stopping, you're talking. So criticizing is also very tolerant. You might think, well, that's not what I've been taught. Well, you've been taught wrong. actually, criticism is the height of tolerance because it is recognition and respect for your dignity being made in the image of God that I will persuade you through speech rather than try to stop you with either political or actual force or punish you economically, which is another application of the use of force. Intolerance is sometimes justified and sometimes not justified. Tolerance is sometimes justified and sometimes not justified. But the point is you can only tolerate things you disagree with. That's the key takeaway. You cannot tolerate something if you like it. So when the pro-LGBT people say they're being tolerant, they're not. They like it. They're fans. Or at least they think it's morally equal to any other kind of, you know, sexual behavior. So they're wrong in their use of the word tolerance. Now, they are right, in a sense, at least linguistically, conceptually, in asking for people like me who think that, you know, there are moral problems with this, that the Bible is against it, to be tolerant. I have the opportunity to be tolerant of the gay lifestyle, for example, because I think that it's immoral, right? That's the whole idea. But they can't be tolerant because they like it. I can't be tolerant of marriage, you know, or fidelity to your spouse because I like those things. Only somebody who doesn't believe in marriage could be tolerant of marriage. You follow? Okay. Same principle applies to inclusion. John, if I tell you to include people in your circle of associates that you like and agree with and enjoy spending time with, does that make any sense? No, because you automatically do that.
Already?
Yeah. That's just association. You tell people to practice inclusion or be inclusive towards those you dislike, disagree with, don't want to hang around. So for people who are pro-gay, Pride Night is not an act of inclusion. It's just... it's celebration, right? Inclusion is what you tell people to do or practice or be more inclusive when they don't want to. So really, it's the players, for example, who are opposed to gay lifestyle. And we don't even know whether Clayton Kershaw and some of these others are opposed. We just know that they think the rainbow stands for what God said, not what the gays say. So telling people to be inclusive, it's actually not an act of inclusion, for example, by this team, if they like the LGBTQIA+ community and people. They're not including them. They're just hanging around with their friends. You follow? So inclusion is often misunderstood, and the admonition that you're not being inclusive is, again, it's often a misfire. 5:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Sorry to do philosophy on you at 5 o'clock in the morning. John, are you going to re-okay? You going
to... Yeah, I mean, I'm still trying to wake up, bro.
But tell me I'm wrong that people use it wrong.
They do.
They do. And, you know, here am I to fix all the wrongs in the world. 437-1620. 437-1620. I love the headline. After player revolt, minor league team forfeits Pride Night game. It's a revolt, huh? Did they bring their pitchforks and their guns? You know, what sort of, you know, torches and incendiaries did they use? Anyway, back to the point. If you are looking for that next vehicle, or maybe you've put off looking for it because, you know, you're like me and you don't want to go through the process because it's money, it's time, it's inconvenience, it's, well, to be honest, meeting a bunch of annoying salespeople who are going to annoy you. I don't know if you have that experience, but I know I do. I know John loves all the salespeople, so it's fine because he likes his process. He's a weirdo. We love everybody. Anyway, at Frontier, they know you don't like it. So they try to make the process easy. That means that they make the pricing simple. They give you a sheet with all the numbers on it. And at the very bottom is the out-the-door price. That's all you ever talk about. You can haggle over that if you want, but when you're done, you're done. There's no additional, oh, by the way, there's the $1,400 exchange, you know, your temperature fee or whatever things that people put on their cars, you know, like the shady practices. They just don't do that stuff. There's a Carfax attached to it that'll give you the vehicle maintenance and repair history if there's ever been stuff done to the degree it's been reported. I strongly recommend you get at least a Carfax, and I mean at least. And if the people you're buying it from, and if it's not Frontier, they'll do one for you for free. Like if you're buying on Facebook Marketplace, they'll run you Carfax, no big deal, because they can. But you know, you should really get a vehicle inspection from a used vehicle inspection from a good mechanic. It is worth it. It'll cost you a couple $100, but it is well worth it for a used car. Unless you buy from Frontier, in which case they warranty it for 10 years or 100,000 miles.
So, you know, no question. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Gallery Night Pensacola brings the streets of downtown to life with over 70 art vendors, live performances, and creative experiences. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Join the Panhandle Butterfly House and Nature Center Saturday from 10 till noon for their annual pollination celebration. It's a day of fun, food, and education. See the Panhandle Butterfly House on Facebook for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
And you're talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, does this soup make me look fat?
No, no, no. Your face does.
Sitting in my to-do box for a long time, so I'm just going to go ahead and share it with you. It cracked me up when I heard it for the first time. This is a online, I so hate the term influencer. I feel like if you use that term, then you're buying into all the culture around it, you know, and I don't want to participate in that nonsense. I guess technically some people would say, well, you're an influencer. I guess. I make videos and people watch them. Whatever. Just don't call me an influencer, okay? Say I'm a talk show host. I'm a radio guy who also does social media some. Anyway, this woman is Esther Pavitsky, and she's going to talk about OnlyFans, which is this, you know, cesspool of human moneymaking. But anyway, I mean, what else do you want me to say?
I don't have an OnlyFans. Thank you. Thank you. I don't have one, but I do believe that there should be a service where you can go and get your body scanned and your face, and they'll tell you approximately what they think you could earn per month. Yeah, I feel entitled to that information. I'd like to know. I'm curious. I've been told to know my worth my whole life, and that seems like a good way.
So then...
And then maybe, like, they print out an official form, and I could take that home to my guy and be like, this is what you owe me per month. Okay? This is what it's costing me to be in this relationship. I know, I didn't think it'd be that much either.
I know, I didn't think it'd be that much either.
I know, I didn't think it'd be that much either. But apparently a lot of guys are willing to pay a lot of money for a girl with small feet.
It's funny. It's funny. The opportunity income, you know, we talk about opportunity cost, right? The opportunity income. What could you make if you were willing to do the most immoral thing available to you that's, at this point, oh my God, I can't believe it's true, still legal. 559 here on News Radio 92.3. The Obama Center, the library opened. Yes, have you seen a picture of this thing?
It's like a stone-looking...
It's super weird.
It is.
It doesn't fit. I grew up in Chicago. I mean, in suburbs, okay? I grew up in the Chicagoland area. It's weird. It's a weird... Almost like if an alien race had come here to build their outpost, and they built it, you know? And they dropped it like if the, you know... Megatron, you know, something like if the Transformers or whatever came, or the Empire came and put in their, you know, their installation, it would kind of look like that. It's weird. But the only thing that outdid the weirdness of the look of this, you know, it's only double the budget, took five extra years or whatever, perfect example of Democrat success, is what got said at the ceremony.
Streamers, News Radio 92.